This building holds memories of high-ranking visits. In 1872, it hosted Emperor Franz Joseph of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And in 1919, the Yugoslav King Regent Alexander I Karađorđević. Remember, until the end of World War I, Kikinda was part of the Austro-Hungarian monarchy, before becoming part of the Kingdom of Serbs, Croats, and Slovenes. Sadly, the history of the Curia was not only ceremonial. During World War II, while Kikinda was occupied by Nazi forces, the courtyard of the Curia became a tragic sight. Several times, imprisoned patriots were executed here, and their bodies were horrifyingly hung in front of the building. When you leave the museum, pay attention to the balcony. On the wrought iron railing, you will notice the Latin initials DMK, short for Districtus Magno Kikindiensis, the privileged Great Kikinda District, a clear trace of the building's former purpose. And don't miss the massive stone coat of arms above the main entrance. It weighs more than 2 tons. If you didn't see it when entering, make sure to look at it when leaving. Notice its details: the lion, the sword, and the Turkish head. Why those symbols? You'll hear that story a little later.